The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning all, Ryan Tubridy with you this Friday morning. It is the 20th of March 2020. It's Friday. That's another day of the week. They're kind of running into each other a little bit at the moment. But it is Friday and it's 9:05 and the text number is 51551 and you can email ryan@rte.ie. And we're really happy to have you with us this morning and thanks for tuning in. We'll be with you tonight at 9:35 on the Late Late Show. It's a live happening Late Late Show. The team have been working away all week to pull together a show that will inform and entertain an equal measure, and we'll keep you up to speed on what's happening in the coronavirus world, but in a way that's a little different to what you've been hearing and seeing so far. All right, and it'll be useful for you, I think, to be honest with you. And there'll also be other things happening, including a Skype interview with Stephen Fry and with Sharon Corr and Daniel and Magella, and, you know, a little fun along the way if we can have such a thing in these peculiar times. Now, how are you all? Are you all right? Sending through the radios an enormous hug. That's it. Just take it. Get the coffee. This is the hour of the cup of coffee and the slightly burnt toast and the sort of calm before the day begins and you decide, what do we do today then? It's only Friday and this is going to go on. You're keeping okay and you're talking to each other. And I mean, even driving in this morning at 7 o'clock, the roads are busy. I saw one particular scene, it was lovely. It was a dad and his two ducklings, probably about 7 and I'd say 9, going for a jog at 7 in the morning. I thought, that's pretty impressive. I saw another woman. She said, please, will you say hello to the Dunleary old folks in the Wednesday Club? And I said, of course I will. I said, you're early. She said, I am, but I wanted to get in and out of the shop early and off. She was so happy to say hello to all our friends of whatever age, because it's important to know that this virus isn't against any one age group in particular. Do you see that in the news last night? This virus doesn't like any of us of any age. So it's really important that there's no room for cockiness with the virus in terms of how you might feel like you're superhuman. And I mean that in a good old Marvel comic way. You're not. I'm not. We're not. And that's why we have to be so careful. There's no room for cockiness and there's no room for complacency. This thing is at us and it is indiscriminate. And that's why I'm going to read you some emails from people who are worried about the social distancing thing. Wash your hands. Cough and sneeze into your elbow. And I'll keep saying it until this thing goes away. Chink of light time. I mean, think about the future. And there's the fact of the matter is, actually I had a great conversation. Do you know those conversations you had up until pre-virus, which was, what would you do if you won the lotto? And you'd say, I'd buy a house in Connemara and then I'd fix all my mortgages of my friends and my family's mortgages. I mean, obviously, and all these things. The conversation that we had yesterday going for a walk, myself and my oldest, was, how are you going to celebrate after it? We planned a full post-corona party in our heads and our hearts. Going along, I'm going to shake hands with people that I haven't shaken hands with for ages. And I'm going to have pints of Guinness in a pub with people I love, and I'm going to go to the cinema, and all the things up until a week ago that were taken for granted, and yet they'll all come back. But gosh, how we're going to enjoy those things multiplied by a million. It's going to be beautiful. But that's Fantasy Island for now. But it's okay to dream, because dreams in this case will come true when this all ends. Ryan, I'm so mad with people, says an email. Today I went to the supermarket to do my mum's shopping. She lives alone with my sister who has special needs. Families are going into the supermarket. Please leave your children at home. Only one person per family should be allowed to enter. I said it to the manager and she told me that she had said it earlier and she got her face eaten off. Then a gang of young youths were asked to move on and the abuse they gave the woman was unreal. Why can't they get the message? What's wrong with them? I don't know. Where are the parents, I'm tempted to say, like that? We have a role to tell them, stop. And you can't be shouting at people in the shops, lads. You can't be doing that. giving out to them. They're only doing their best to keep the place in order. I nearly whooped with joy when I saw the footage of the news last night of Super Value, a great Irish shop, dividing up the individual shopping tills, and where you do the beeper to get your own self-service things, divided up with Perspex. And that's brilliant. They have hand sanitizer and gloves everywhere, and that's the right way to do it. I presume all the supermarkets are doing it. I hope they're all doing it. That's the future. Sue was on, so I popped into St. Anne's Park for a walk last night, about 5:30 in the evening, as one would who would be classified as vulnerable. I chose to walk in local large parks or on the beach, where I can assess who is about and the best route to take. Despite all the appeals for everyone to practice social distance, I was so disappointed to see three different small groups of 4 or 5 young people in their early teens huddled together. And while I appreciate social interaction is vital, I would appeal to parents to sit down with their children and chat through what social distance is and the dire consequences of not adhering to the same, as I feel the gravity of the situation is not being grasped by some of our young people. And I don't want to be down on the young people because they're just brilliant, but some of the older people aren't getting it either. This is something that citizens have to be aware of, whatever age you are. But you're right, Sue, and try stop the spread of the virus. Highlight my concern, please. If we all work together and play our part, we can come out the other side. And I'm reading these not to put a downer on the day, but to put an upper on the day, because if we all do this, if we all socially distance ourselves from each other, the upside of it will, less people will die. That's pretty stark, isn't it? But it's the truth. And the new truth isn't easy. But we can actually accommodate it brilliantly together if we handle it with a sense of community. And national pride. Okay? Think of that. I've been out walking, says Clara, with my 6-month-old. Every day, twice a day since this all started, the fresh air and clearing my head makes such a difference. But I'm increasingly frustrated seeing teenagers out in groups in the parks and around local shopping centres. They're not siblings. So in groups of 3 to 6, zero social distancing. And while it's great that they're young and fit and healthy, they're posing a massive threat to their families and indeed the nation. I have a number of friends working in the health service, and it pains me to think of them putting themselves at risk working day and night to protect us while these kids show little or no care for others. So please use your radio show and your Late Late Show to remind people. I think more and more every day about when I can hug my parents and family and friends again. The sooner everyone stands together by being apart, the sooner we'll get those hugs. Well said. That's where we need to be at. That's where we need to be at. Keep at it, everybody. I know everyone's doing. And there are loads of teenagers listening and who are being brilliant and who care and who are just adhering to all the rules. We just need them to tell their friends, you can't be doing that. Can't be, you know, they'll listen to you. They won't listen to old farts like me. They'll listen to you. You're their peers. So whether you're online with them saying, guys, this just can't be done. But myself and my husband, says Geraldine, in our 60s, are staying at home at this time for the sake of a small break. I took a drive around my local town this afternoon, but I was disappointed. 5 people in their early 20s got out of a car at my local petrol station. Not social distancing. People were clustered together outside a pharmacy because they were only being allowed in one by one, defeating the purpose. Women are bringing their children shopping. Is it necessary for a whole family to go shopping at this time? Now, I know people will say, well, it is because they're all under 5 and my husband's at the front line as a guard or a nurse or a doctor or whatever it might be. And you have to bring all the kids because you can't get someone to mind them. So people are in a tricky situation. That's hence the tolerance thing. But if you can leave the kids at home, leave them at home. You also saw a group of teenagers outside a local chipper. How do we get through to these people? I don't know, other than by trying to say it. So I'll leave that at that. That's just a taste of it. People are pretty worried about the social distancing thing not being taken seriously. Please do. Please go for it. In happier and sillier tweets, Bridget says, in an unsettling reversal of my teenage years, I am now shouting at my parents for going out. You can't go out, Mum. You're not allowed. And if you do, don't come back to me with a friend beside. We get it, Europe. You all have balconies. That's a bit mean. They're only having fun. Every musician with a balcony is like now's my chance. It is. Now's your chance. Nothing like relaxing. Another one says, from Kate, says, nothing like relaxing on the couch after a long day of being tense on the couch. Yeah, that's what a lot of people do, and they spend the day being tense on the couch and they're like, just ask somebody if they're having a good pandemic. Well, that's a change from asking. You know, someone comes back to work after being at a funeral. How was the funeral? It was great. We had great crack. Me, what time is it? My sister, it doesn't matter. Time has become a very strange... Little update about me, says another one. I now like classical music and I eat my dinner at 1 p.m. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Dinner in the middle of the day, that's where it's all going on. So why wouldn't you? Now, what else have we got? Hugh Laurie, the actor, was tweeting, when this is over, what say we all pitch in and buy healthcare workers, couriers, hauliers, farmers, millers, grocers, bakers, sewage workers, power workers, teachers, firefighters and police officers a bottle of something? Well, I'm all for that. And what else are you doing? All sorts of crazy things. Laura says that for anyone self-isolating or at home with their children because they can't attend school or the nursery and they're fed up of kids constantly asking for a snack, we've set up a tuck shop in our house and the girls have got €1 a day to spend and they have to come and choose their snack and pay for it, counting their real money. That's quite good. I like that. And we've been getting so much post letters from children. I've been posting them all up. Well, not all of them. A lot of them up on Instagram and on the Insta stories. Go to Insta Tubridy for all of those. We keep you posted on what's happening throughout the day. And I've been writing cards back to everybody as much as I can. If you're an it was really for kids, but a lot of adults wrote in. I'm going to prioritize the kids' responses. I hope you don't mind. And then I'll try and get back to some of the adults too if time permits. But that was yesterday afternoon. Anne O'Brien was one of them. Lovely card with a peacock on the front of it. She said, I'd like to say thanks to you all for the company and the information. I live alone and much like a nun in an enclosed order. I say the odd prayer for us all. I'm 80 years of age. I miss my game of cards and the weekly trip to the cinema and my bit of social work with SVP. But obeying the rules feels good. So I'm lucky. I like to read and I get a kick out of writing the odd letter now to friends and family I shall not see in the near future. Luckily, I live in a wonderful parish called Ballybrown in County Limerick, and the good people in clubs and parish councils here got together and made contact with all those living alone, and we'll see to our needs if necessary. Out of evil comes some good, and perhaps communities countrywide will bond together even better when this passes, God willing. And well said, Anne. That's where we're hoping that the goodness that'll come out of the fear. Well done to Barry Sweepman in Cork City, who's a businessman with a warehouse full of fruit and veg, but he's giving it away wholesale before it rots. Homeless charities, frontline medical staff, nursing homes and residents of some direct provision centres are now set to benefit from the generosity of all fresh fruit and veg wholesaler Barry Sweepman. So good on him, and that's the way to do it. And equally well done to Maura Rath of Yoga with Maura, who's offering yoga classes at 7 and at 8 from Monday to Friday on Instagram, Yoga and Val on Instagram, if you want to go to that. And there's one interesting one. At home in London, this is in London, Beth, it said that the whole street has added green paper to their windows. If it changes to red, it means the householder requires assistance or shopping or medication or transport. That's a nice way of doing it. I noticed a lot of people didn't take down their Irish flags and their bit of shamrockery on the windows. And I found myself thinking increasingly, I think I should put a bit of a flag at the window or something to show solidarity. I quite like that. Bernie and Thurles has been on. Ryan, I miss Brexit. I know you don't. No, that was that you don't at all. Yeah, but wasn't all the talk about Brexit a piece of cake prior to this? Wasn't everything a piece of cake? To quote Leonard Cohen, let's be alone together. Let's see if we're that strong. Let's try it. Encourage people to keep a diary or a journal. This is social history of the future, says Anne in Kilkenny. Good idea. I've nobody to mind my kids when I go to the supermarket, says Claire. As long as parents keep their kids beside them, there shouldn't be an issue. Not when people have no option but to bring their kids. Yeah, that's fair enough. Claire mentioned that, and for that very reason. Grace says, Ireland should have one big street party. I'm the lady you spoke to you last year about cleaning everything that goes into your fridge and presses. I've upped the game now. I remember that, Grace, and you were ahead of your time. Yesterday, while in the shop, the cashier had to repeatedly ask a 20-something to please stand behind the line, and the abuse the cashier got was disgraceful. Please, young people, have some respect, says Denise. Yeah, and again, I'm always very reluctant to give a bash young people as a whole. I just think that there's a like in there are lots of 40-somethings and 50-somethings and 30-somethings and 20-somethings who are annoying as well and who aren't playing by the rules. So it's one and all, I'm inclined to say. Right, hello from Tiglin Men's and Women's Centre. Aubrey and the gang, good morning to you all, my dear friends. I met you all a couple of times and we're on lockdown here for obvious reasons, listening to the show. Still have the No Books Outreach in the Lighthouse from 4 to 7 every day and hot meals to the homeless. You definitely will be due a visit when all this all passes. Aubrey, it's great to hear from you, and you keep on going to you and all the residents and clients and friends there. And I hope the barbecue's still going, because there's a burger with my name on it when this stops, as you know. So I'll see you in the Wicklow Hills at some point soon. Claire says, please ask everyone to remove rings and jewellery from hands and wrists. Put them away safely, not around your neck. We'll have them when this is over and we're safe. I've been kind of earwigging a little bit to conversations along the lines of, because the beauticians are pretty much closed. And I went to the barbershop the other day and that was dark as well. No one there. I could be the long-haired lover from Liverpool the next time you see me on the TV, if this keeps going on. But the point I'm making is, of course, that people were saying, one comment was, I'm going to see my actual real nails for the first time in 15 years. Other people said, I'm just running on half an eyelash and a bit of an eyebrow. I've nothing left. Other people said, they're going to see my natural hair. They're going to see my natural hair colour. I don't care about the virus. It's my... Because I found, as I was thinking this morning, shaving of all things, found myself thinking, vanity is going to be less worrisome. I think people are going to put less of a premium on how well they look, but more on how good they feel. Shouldn't that be the way anyway? Did it take this to make us realise? It very might well have. It very might well have. At 9:21. All right. Oh, man, I needed that. That's Mr. Blue Sky from ELO. Ryan, I'm 18 years old. I'm listening to you in the calf house feeding. How about that? I've started writing a book. It's on Wattpad. It's called The Orbs. And that is from Kevin O'Connor. Also, happy birthday, Kathleen O'Hanlon. Or not happy birthday, just hello, Kathleen O'Hanlon. She's 88 years old. Elaine wants to say hello. And another says, I'm 68 years old, dancing with my dog in the kitchen. Thank you. You see, your dog... In all your years, your dog never danced to ELO, Mr. Blue Sky, in the kitchen with you. This is the COVID bounce, my friends. This is the thing. You're doing and saying and feeling things we never thought before. I feel a closeness to people that I really didn't feel before in such a meaningful, existentially positive way. And that's what we need to focus. Do you know what Bing Crosby used to sing? Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. And we got to think about that. I'll put that song on for next week. I'll play. Ryan, I'm dancing around the kitchen, says Betty and Ballantyre. Betty and Ballantyre, the alliteration is breathtaking. It's knocking my socks off this morning. It's a beautiful thing. Our son works with the homeless on the front line, so to him and all the other workers, we salute and we send you love. Correct. Kay and Kilkenny. Thank you. We needed that pep in the step as I walked the ring road of Kilkenny. And we are a great country. Thank you for everyone who's taken care of us at this new order of time. Virtual hugs, one and all, especially my two sons, Killian and James, from a distance. Absolutely, the full Nancy Griffith. Mr. Blue Sky, says Kevin in Dublin. Also, always reminds me of the TV show Bachelor's Walk. It was used over the three main characters walking through a sunny Dublin. Maybe RTÉ could reshow such classic series. Yeah, RTÉ might be left in... with no choice but to reshow such classics. They should go for the full love-hate from beginning to end, by the way. I watched an episode of it recently and it was... I forgot how brilliant it was. They should do that. And also, they should consider doing a Sunday matinee of a classic Irish series. And it could be The Quiet Man, it could be Michael Collins, it could be, you know... But who am I? It's not my job to tell them what to put on the television, but I'm trying to help out here. Big happy first wedding anniversary to my niece Sandra McGee and her lovely husband. We can all celebrate when this is long gone. We are going to do so much more. We're going to do so much when this is gone. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to wake up. We're going to smell the coffee and the tea and the hot chocolate and the marshmallows. It's just going to be a beautiful thing. Ryan, it's scary as it is. Yes, we're at home with the little fella and there's been a noticeable improvement in my two-year-old's speech and vocabulary with all the attention and one-on-one play we're doing with him. It's like seeing a plant blossom. What a beautiful way of putting it. Everyone thanking the health service and the farmers and food shops and the haulers, etc. And rightly so, but what about the farmers for the food, says Jerry from Galway. Yeah, well, let's not have a kind of a thank off. I see that there's a little competition creeping in, but don't forget. But you're right. No one feels anything but goodness for everyone who's pulling together. That's the truth. So no one's being forgotten. And if you feel we are, we can make sure that we send the love. My body is alive. My body is alive, says Anne in Swords from Dancing in the Kitchen. Felt I was part of a huge community, even though I'm on my own. And well, you are part of a community. This is our club, the Corona Club. dare I say it, but we're here to get through this together. Now, where is that sad text that I felt? Yeah, here, this lady, Mary's in Kildare, and she says, how do you stop worrying? How do you stop worrying? My daughter is a nurse in London, and I can't stop worrying about her. She's been there 3.5 years and has faced a lot, I'm sure, but I can't hug her and I can't kiss her and I can't be the mum I want to be physically. So what do I do? She's on the front line and only recently, after complaining, got the protective gear she and the others needed. I just want to hold her in my arms and say, you're doing an amazing job. Okay. Here's what I'll say to you, Mary. This is like a war and we're fighting this weird enemy that's in the sky. And your daughter in the health service is now a modern 2020 equivalent of being a soldier in wartime. And what she's doing is she's representing her community and her country and, more importantly for you, her family, with great honour and great dignity and great diligence. She is a hero or a heroine and she is fighting the fight at the front line. So you don't need to hug her just today because it wouldn't make sense. And you don't need to hug her tomorrow because it won't make sense. But by God, when this thing is over, she will get the hug of a life, not just from you, but from a grateful nation. And I use your daughter as one example of all those people who are fighting this war, because we couldn't be more proud of them. And please accept that as a hug from us to you, to her, and to everyone in a white coat or with a stethoscope or with a plastic bag in their hand or whatever they're doing, stacking shelves or bringing loaves of bread or hauling food from one continent to another. You're all playing your part in what is essentially a war effort. And you all deserve the credit and the love, as I say, from a grateful nation. So try and put that wind in your back and keep going. Keep the head up. Keep the attitude strong. Keep the love in your heart, because that hug is a-coming. Not today, not tomorrow, but it'll be there. And it'll be the most beautiful thing in the world. It's 9:31. Right, let's do a quiz for the kids. Okay, kids, bored kids, gather around, gather quickly. Tell them, shout up at them, down. This is a quiz we used to play years ago when I was on 2FM. I'm going to bring it back for a little while because it's time to find out how bright the children of Ireland are. Right, it'll be quick, but we need you to call. Don't text us. Call us 1850-715-900. It's a quiz we call I Know Stuff. You'd be surprised how much stuff kids know. And we're going to test that knowledge. And if they know enough stuff, they'll get a book token. And with that, they'll buy a book. And with that, they'll grow their brain. And with that, they'll go on to be brilliant. So we're going to resurrect the old quiz. And it's for all the children that are at home and stuck in the house and driving their mammies and daddies completely bonkers. And it's called I Know Stuff. So get your parents, your guardians' permission. Call in 1850-715-900. Come on the air. Talk to us. Say hello. Tell us what you're up to. And we've got these national book tokens to give to you so that you can get books sent to you. Even better, if you can support your local independent bookstore or bookshop, as we like to call them, go for it. Because they're all struggling. Be sure to remember that. If you can avoid, actually, one of my brothers was rightly recommending not be going on Amazon for your local book. If you need to buy a book and you can't go to the shop, go to the local bookshop. Find out how they're doing. If you're getting a takeaway this weekend, try and go to a local restaurant that is doing the service. A place that's been there for years. You know, shop local, buy Irish as much as you can and keep businesses alive, all right? Kathleen says, I live alone and wheelchair user. I'm 66 and I'm passing the time by doing jigsaws on Facebook. I've done two today so far and I'm listening to lovely music to pass the time. Good on you. The jigsaws are going great guns in our house at the moment too. So they're very good for what's now called mindfulness. And it's a very sweet thing to do. Karen in Kildare says, thanks for the music as I dance around in my kitchen. In my 70s, my cat Diego thinks the old rocker has gone quite mad. Keep rocking, Ryan. You keep rocking, you and Diego. I'm up to 911 steps after that song earlier on. Very good. And Maloney's Butchers in Bandon have screens between staff and customers. Good on them. That's the way to do it. You mentioned Ralph Richardson, says Patrick Leon yesterday. I did, in black and white movies. This reminded me of The Heiress with Olivia de Havilland, who plays Catherine Sloper, for which she received Best Actress Oscar in 1947. And Ralph Richardson plays Austin, her father. The most handsome man of his generation, Montgomery Clift, also plays Catherine's suitor, Morris. The story is based on the Henry James story, Washington Square. The movie has a much better ending than the original. Perfect entertainment. Patrick, you're a gent. I'm going to put that on my list beside Captain Courageous with Spencer Tracy, somebody mentioned yesterday. So that's terrific. Oh, yes, I want to give a book recommendation to Auntie Geraldine. Leonie says, I was speaking with my beloved older Auntie Geraldine earlier tonight. She's cocooned and completely socially isolated away from me. And I'd love to give her a lift. She casually mentioned that she wished she had a history book to read. So I'd love to support one of those small independent booksellers and send a book a week to her. What would you recommend, please? She said she doesn't have the attitude for the Mills and Boone that someone had given her before. Oh, so I don't want her forced through isolation into that. She likes Irish history, particularly Cork or Kerry history, but I wouldn't have a clue where to start. It's not my genre, but I know it's yours. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Okay, Leonie, I was thinking about this because I read your email a little earlier on, and I know that the book I've been talking about earlier in the week and last week is perfect for your Auntie Geraldine. So take a note, and if not, listen back to it. It's called The Murder of Dr. Muldoon, A Suspect Priest, A Widow's Fight for Justice. So just remember Dr. Muldoon, and you'll find it. It's by Ken Boyle and Tim Desmond, and it is terrific. True story, based in around the time of the War of Independence, crossing into the Irish Civil War. And it's just a tremendous book. So get your hands on that for Auntie Geraldine, and I think she'll be happy. Hey, can I wish my mother, Josie Dockery, a happy birthday? Of course, Sinead. We're socially isolating, etc. And just want to give her a big hello. She loves your radio show, which is great. She's emotionally, instrumentally, and financially very supportive to me, says Sinead, i.e. the best mother. So this is a good way to sing her praises. It would be very much appreciated. Delighted to do this. And can you and your team keep us all sane during this surreal time for the dance moment in the moment in the morning? Oh, you like that? It's so relevant and inspiring. Says Kay McLaughlin and Tremor. You're looking for Talking Heads. We'll get there eventually, no doubt about it. And Mary Cannon early was saying we experienced a lovely moment of community during the virus yesterday when three young girls from our road knocked on our door and offered to clean our car for free. See, young people, as long as they're socially distant, you know. We know people can't get to the garage, they said, to get to their cars washed, and so we're cleaning all the cars in the road. We were bowled over by the generosity and kindness of these young girls, so please give them a special mention. Cara, Katie and Livia in Henley Park in Churchtown in Dublin. Well done, Gertles, you're terrific. Nuala Macklin is another mammy who Eve wants to say hello to. Because Eve is in London, where she writes, the cop on is sparse. Nuala puts up with so much from me. She is my mam and my dad. Our support never runs out. I love her very much, and I don't know what I did to deserve such a parent. Thank you, Ryan. You're welcome, Eve. That's very, very lovely. Okay, the Gaiety School of Acting have put together a whole range of free drama home resources for parents and their children. What a great idea. Thank you, Cecilia. They can have fun, learn and keep their confidence. Go to gaietyschool.com and you'll find the link there. We'd love if you could share this and help spread resources to as many homes as possible. What a great thing to do. Get the drama going in the house in case you don't have enough drama already. How about this one from Margaret Meehan? Hello, Margaret. Margaret, actually, you're so... It's gas because I was going to play this song and I had it ready to go. The song I'd like to dance around the kitchen to is this one. When we are at family events, we all love to get up dancing together to this song. It has become our family song. And it's funny because it's not one of my favourite songs of all time, and yet people love it. And I like it largely because the band in the house band, when the house band were able to come to work, but it's just socially distantly a different problem now. Anyway, our wonderful house band, Cormac, the bass player, would have a bass. They'd urge him to play the bass line in it quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker. It's very music. Anyway, two of my children are abroad, one in England and one in Spain. We have a six-month-old grandson called Patrick, great name, in Spain. My husband Pascal and I were to visit them over the Easter, but that's all cancelled now. So to hear it on the radio, it would be great. All right then, are we ready for another boogie around the kitchen? Yes, 3, 2, 1, and... Yes. Man, as Paul Simon, and you can call. I hope you like that. That's a bit of fun, isn't it? We're going to play a little quiz called I Know Stuff with some Childerton. We'll get there in a couple of minutes' time. But I want to say hi to Jackie Lynch and Theo Foy, who are to be married in Edenderry today. Tell them that we'll all be great dancers with all this practicing when things are sorted out, and we'll make it the best wedding ever from Auntie Claire. Yeah, I know there's so many big events and birthdays and occasions that just have to be shelved and parked, but let's say use the word parked. Yeah, in other words, we'll see you later, and you sure will. You sure will. That's the good news. Okay, lots more in, but it's the game I want to get to. And we'll get to it after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll say hello to Abigail first, I think. Good morning, Abigail Quinn.
Good morning.
How are you, darling?
Good, thank you.
How old are you, Abigail?
I'm 11.
That's the perfect age for a quiz like this. Do you know stuff?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I think so. Good. I'm from Wexford.
What part of Wexford?
Near Rosslare.
Like, when you say near Rosslare, are you nearly in it? Or are you beside it? Are you on top of it? Are you underneath it?
I mean, like the countryside.
And when you say the countryside, would there be like trees and maybe a bit of sky? Or is there sea?
Well, I'm in Mayglass.
You what?
In Mayglass.
That's what I was wondering. Okay. Do you live in a house or an igloo or a wigwam? Tell me.
We live in a house.
Okay. And who lives in that house with you?
My mum, Sarah, my dad, Philip, and my little brother, Samuel, and our cat.
And the cat's name, please?
She doesn't have a name because she's stray, so she just comes in whenever she likes.
Okay, there's a song like that called The Cat With No Name, but we'll play that another time. Meanwhile, the nameless cat wanders in and out of your life like a stranger.
Yeah.
And did you say you have a little brother, a rugrat?
No, he's not a rugrat.
What is he?
His name is Samuel. He's a human, like me.
Oh, he's also a human?
Yeah.
And what age is that human?
He's 7. No, he's 8. He was 8 a couple of days ago.
Okay. So you've got a nameless cat and an ageless brother and mom. Now, are you all being good to each other? Are you driving each other nuts? What's happening, Abigail?
I think we're driving each other nuts
because of the obvious. What time of the day is the hardest part for you all?
I'd say break time because my mum's homeschooling me. And my brother, so at break time every day, we go around the place eating everything, and then we go all over the house, and then me and my brother play hide and seek and stuff, and that ends up in a fight and stuff like that. So.
You've just summed up the nation, Abigail, beautifully. Yeah. What's your favourite thing to eat these days?
I like salmon pasta and cream.
Salmon pasta and cream? What happened to Laughing Cow and a cracker? But anyway, it doesn't matter. Salmon pasta and cream, it's just a different type.
It's not like whipped cream. It's like, it's not whipped cream. It's like the other cream. Ugh.
Oh, it's like savoury cream or something horrible like that. Oh, no. You can have that. Okay, Abby, and what treats? Like, what about jellies and stuff, the good stuff?
Well, I'm not allowed chocolate because I'm off Lent.
Oh, but is Lent still on?
Yeah, it's on till Easter.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I don't know when anything is anymore.
But since it was my brother's birthday, my mum made an Oreo ice cream cake, so we had to eat that.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
I love the way you had to eat it, because otherwise you'd be in trouble.
Yeah, well, we would, because my mum wasted all her ingredients.
I hear it. I'm not having a fight with you. I mean, I'm not getting cabin fever with you over 3 minutes of a phone call, for God's sake. We got to get through this together, am I right?
Okay, yeah. My mum's just listening to me upstairs, so.
You're doing brilliantly. You're doing great. What do you miss? What do you miss most about the world, the normal world?
I miss going to school and seeing my friends.
Yeah, but you're being brilliant about social distancing and everything. I take it.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we test your knowledge?
Yes.
You need to give me 5 letters from the alphabet. They can spell something if they want, doesn't matter, damn it. It's just 5 random letters. If you get them all right, you get a book token. Do you like to read?
Yes, I love reading.
That's tremendous. Favourite author at the moment?
Pardon?
Who's your favourite author to read?
Jacqueline
Wilson.
I actually don't really have a favourite author.
Okay, that's okay.
I love reading, so.
Okay, that's even better. Okay, give me letters. Give me letters, loads of letters.
M-A-B-I-G-A.
Oh, no, sorry. First letters is A.
Oh, the first letters of the alphabet.
No, the letters. You've chosen 5 letters. So you're going with A, B, A, G. You're going with Abigail.
Okay. Yeah.
You can only have 1 letter type. So we go with A for starters.
Yeah.
What A is a boy's name?
Adam.
Is the correct answer. So you've got 1 in the bag. Another letter, please.
B.
What B is another word for rabbit?
Bunny.
These are too easy for you, Abigail. Give me your third letter, please.
I'll just do C.
That sounds good to me. What C is what you used to write on a blackboard?
Chalk.
Well done. Okay, two more and the token is yours. Go.
F.
Do you say S for silly or F for Frank?
F for Frank.
What F are colourful explosions in the sky that you might see at a celebration or maybe Halloween?
Fireworks.
Yes. Okay, one more and you've got the book token in the bag.
I'll do Z.
Oh, I like your style. Right down the end. What Z is where you go to see lots of animals?
The zoo.
How did you get that? Abigail.
Thank you.
Do you want some good news?
Yeah.
You've just won a €50 book token. It's all yours. Congratulations.
€50?
Yes!
Thank you.
I know. You're just going to go wild.
Thank you.
Hey, have fun there with Samuel and the cat with no name and your mum and dad and the homeschooling and the salmon paste cream. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Can I say hi to someone?
Yes, of course.
I can't see them. Can I say hi to my Auntie Mary and my other Auntie Rachel and their family, and thank you.
Oh, you're brilliant. Okay, Abigail, peace and love. See you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, bye everybody. Bye. Love ya. Roisin, good morning.
Hi.
Where are you, Roisin?
In Kilkenny.
What part of Kilkenny?
The city.
The city of Kilkenny, well, you say?
Well, we say it's a city, but it's not really.
No, but you're not allowed to say that. You have to say it's a city, and I don't care what anyone else says.
Okay.
In the city. Do you live in the castle or the cathedral?
Neither. Oh. I live down the road from there. Down the road from there, kind of.
And are you currently in? Is your house a prison, or is it a daycare centre, or is it a place of great peace and love?
We'll go with the third one.
Good one. Peace and love is good. And yes. Who do you live in that?
No, not peace though. Not peace.
Oh, just love.
Just love.
What's the hardest part of the day for you guys?
Probably when we go on the trampoline.
I hear the trampolines are proving to be very popular around the country at the moment.
Yes.
But why is it a problem for you?
Well, it's fun, maybe the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Then eventually someone gets hurt.
Yeah.
And then they cry and then we have to go inside.
And name the people who might cause a little bit of a kerfuffle on the trampoline. Who are you talking about exactly?
Everybody, that's not my mum and dad, that's in this house. So my brothers and my sister.
So by process of elimination, it's your brother and sister?
Yes.
And who are they?
Kieran and Liam and Maeve.
Okay, and how old are Kieran and Liam and Maeve?
Well, Kieran and Liam, they're twins. They're 7.
Yeah.
And Maeve, she's 10.
And she's 10. Okay. Do you have any animals?
3.
Name them.
So we've got Foo the dog, who's just like at my feet now. And then Lola's on the table outside. And then Timmy's probably somewhere there.
3 dogs?
No. Foo is the dog.
Yeah.
And the 2 others are cats.
Okay. Which of those things is your favourite?
The dog. Definitely. Okay.
You didn't have to think twice about that.
No.
Who are or what are you missing most about the old days, as in last week?
Well, I'm bored a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So that's probably why.
So what do you miss?
That would be. Well, I don't say I really like school that much, but probably my friends then. It's not. Mm. Yeah, my friends.
I know what you mean. I know. Well, what are you doing to stop the boredom? What's your best boredom busting thing to do?
I would normally read, but then my dad he found this app called Audible, and it has the books on there. So I listen to them books, but that's the first time I've ever used an audiobook. So I'm always reading, but yeah.
This is great. You know what's good? Do you have any plants in your house?
Yes, I do actually.
Do you ever water them?
I do, yes.
Okay.
I probably water them way too much.
That's okay.
I do.
That's okay.
I
but
do.
What I'm said the point I'm making is that putting water in a plant is the exact same effect that books have on your brain. They grow and make them beautiful and bigger.
Well, so, that does make sense.
Thank you, Roisin. I appreciate your endorsement of my comment. Roisin, I want you to win a book token.
Okay.
Do you know stuff?
Hopefully.
Okay. Well, if you know stuff, you've got an opportunity to ask me give me 5 letters, and they can't be the same as before. So your time starts now. What have you got for me?
C.
C's gone.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
K.
K's good. What K is a sauce that goes quite well with chips?
Ketchup.
Next one.
N.
N for nut?
No, like the monkey.
M for monkey. What M is a drink that you put into your breakfast cereal?
Milk.
Yeah. You're doing very well here, Roisin. Go, give me another one, please. You've got to get five. That's two.
Or.
Yeah. Or. What or do you use to change the channel on the remote?
I
gave you the... What's the answer?
I don't know. The remote?
Yes! Oh, that was silly me. Oh, I made a bag of that. Number four, please.
I already said that.
Yeah.
A P.
P is good. As they used to say, I'll have a P, please, Bob. Yeah, well, you can leave the room. What P is the polite word you use when you ask for something?
Please.
And your fifth letter, please. Please.
N.
N is good. What N is a plant that will sting you?
A nettle.
It's the true story. Good news for you too, by the way. €50 book token come on your way to Kilkenny, Roisin. Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you.
Nice work. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye for now. Oisin, good morning.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Mead. Nothing.
What room are you in?
I'm in my sitting room.
What age are you?
I am 8.
Do you know stuff?
Yes.
Okay, we have to go through this quickly because we're just running out of a little time. You've got 5 questions, so give me 5 letters. Go, Oisin.
S.
Did you say S? We'll start with S because I've got to chase. What S do you use to wash your hair?
Shampoo.
Yes. Okay, another letter, please.
O.
O, very good. What O is a huge tree that grows acorns?
Oak tree.
Yes. Okie dokie. Your third letter, please.
P.
Is gone. Give me another one.
Or.
Is gone. Give me another one.
F.
Is gone. Give me another one.
I.
What I is frozen water?
Ice.
Give me another letter.
G.
Did you say D?
G.
G. Okay. What G is the most popular type of fish for a pet?
Goldfish.
Good man. And do we have one more? Is that it? One more to go?
Yep.
You. Yep. What U protects you from the rain?
Umbrella.
It's wonderful. Good news all round. You've just won yourself a €50 book token, Oisin. Congratulations. Yeah. It's a great result. Have a great day, Oisin.
Okay, thanks.
Stay
Bye.
Safe. Stay safe. Wash your hands. I want to say an enormous thank you to the radio show team who work behind the scenes to pull all this together. They work harder than you will ever know, and I'm very grateful to them and their families for everything they do because they're the best. And I really mean that. Okay, and thank you all for your texts and emails, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. And we appreciate you listening in. And I know we've had a lot of friends joining us this week who probably shouldn't be listening to the radio and would rather be at work. We get that. But we'll get it through it all, as you know, together. We'll see you tonight live, Late Late Show, 9:35. We'll keep the show on the road for as long as we possibly can. I read a lovely thing this morning. It says, I know this. When this all ends, and it will, every game will sell out. Every restaurant will have a 2-hour wait. Every kid will be glad to be in school. Everyone will love their job. The stock market will skyrocket. Every other house we'll get TP'd and we'll all embrace and shake hands. And that's going to be a pretty good day. Mind yourselves. We'll see you on the other side.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.